Consumer value store. The consumer value store. I feel like it rolls off of the tongue pretty nicely. I like it.
I do too.
I think it sounds classy.
I think so too.
I get my drugs at the consumer value store. Everyone, and welcome back to 8 Hour Chat, a weekly discussion where we go over. Whoa, I did the intro for the other one again.
I'm Eric again with a
Yeah,
K.
yeah.
I keep spelling it with a C. I'll explain why.
Welcome to 8 Hour Chat, a weekly discussion where we no longer try to cram 8 hours of inappropriate work chat into an hour. We're just chatting now about the consumer value store, and I'm joined as always by my co-host and best bud.
Shan, who just realized that none of my lights are on, and that's why I look so dark.
I mean, no one,
Hey.
no one, no, no one sees this anyway for
No,
the most part.
that's true. Nobody sees it, but you see it, and it was in the dark.
I mean, to be fair, you're very pale, so you like glow in the
Wow. All right. I have a
dark
farmer's tan right now, but
anyway.
okay.
Oh, this is tan shed.
You can't see it as well here, but this part is of my arm is way lighter.
This is what we call tan shed.
This is I've been in the sun for now 3 week full three full
Literally
weekends, and I'm
considering
just a
publishing the
little
episode so people,
no.
so publishing the video so people know how full of shit you are because you are
Listen,
not
I'm not
tan.
full of shit. Listen, to be fair, I'm not full of shit. I am darker than I
No,
was at the
you're
start of this
not full
month.
of
I have
shit.
no
You're
way, shape, or form am I
full
not
of
white.
dirt in the lungs.
Somebody got in my car today and they were like, "Why is your car so dirty? Is this all the dirt from the Ren Faire?" And I went, "Yeah." And they're like, "You're breathing that in?"
Thank you.
There's nothing else I can do. What do you want me to do?
Wear a fucking like N95 filter mask, like a
Number one wouldn't help, because the dust also gets in my drink.
God.
There's literally, and I like then people can't hear because the Ren Faire is loud.
So you're also drinking it.
Oh yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, how art thou, Shannington? How was this past weekend at the Ren Faire?
Good. Oh, a lot of fun.
A lot of people complete your quest.
A lot of people complete my quest. I got invited to go with guilds on property on Saturday to go to a whiskey tasting.
On, this is happening on podcast. Sir,
This is, yeah.
sir, sir, come here.
I'm here, sir.
You get on this bed and you chill out, mister. We're not doing this running around in loops. This whole podcast, so I have to keep getting up to let you in. Please chill out and take a little nap.
Little goopers.
He's a little baby guy.
He's just a little guy. Don't
All
yell at
right.
him, Dad. He's
I'm not
just a
yelling at
little
him.
guy.
Okay. So,
I'm going whiskey tasting
you're going
on
whiskey
Saturday.
tasting on
Yeah,
Saturday.
on
Okay.
property, like in Ren Faire garb. I'm going to one of the guilds and we're doing whiskey tasting, and I got a
Is it
whiskey.
like a guild that makes whiskey or what?
No.
Okay.
One of the guild people found out I drink whiskey, and they were like, "Are you gonna come whiskey tasting them with us on Saturday?" And I go, "Oh, okay. Sounds good to me.
What the heck?
What'd
One
you
of my
do?
tattoos appears to de have developed like a weird blur. It feels like No,
Aww.
it's like a dry patch of skin. I need to like moisturize.
Moisturize.
I need to use that tattoo.
Moisturize me.
I need to get use that tattoo glue you gave me forever again.
Oh my God, I forgot why I didn't have the balm. Let me tell you this story. a couple months ago when I got my lovely little dinosaur and the shamrock behind my ear. I couldn't figure out why I didn't have the balm, and I was looking everywhere for it, and I was so confused. And I was like, okay, whatever, I'll just order a new. Well, I could only order the balm in the set, so I got another set of the antibacterial
You paid
wash.
money for another thing that you're allergic to because you
So I
forgot?
forgot there was lavender in it, and I put it on, and I'm like, why does this hurt?
You're such a goober,
I
Shad.
am such a goober. I'm such a goober because I had the lotion still. So yeah, I gave it to one of my coworkers. Like, do you want it? Because I just fucking forgot it had lavender in it, and I can't use this.
So I okay, I'm no
He's like,
longer spe
yeah.
I am no longer special. I'm not the only coworker you've been forced to gift the tattoo goo.
Just like, let's hope next time I remember why I can't have it. Because it just, to be fair, like I gave it to you. And then, like, I probably trauma blocked because that was at the end of us working at the storage. So probably trauma blocked, like, why I didn't have it because I locked it away with all the other storage trauma that I didn't want to deal with.
Fair enough.
And then when I realized that I didn't have it, I was like, oh, I must have given it to Oscar, which would be a smart thing to do when I'm allergic to it.
Okay,
I'm so mad at myself.
so back to what we
So,
teased in the intro here.
let's
This
go.
has gone viral, so I guess we, along with the rest of the internet, are currently in a tizzy.
I'm not in a tizzy.
I'm kind of in a tizzy.
Well, I'm sorry.
Because I mean, I knew it had to stand for something. I guess in the back of my mind, I always knew it had to stand for something.
But you just didn't
But
know what.
and not even that, but just having it laid out so like fucking casually like that is like it was a bit jarring, you know what I mean? Like and apparently this person is from a region where everyone just calls it that. So like
It's like, yeah, that's I think that's what's weirder for me, right? Is because like knowing what it is isn't that weird to me. Like, because there are some people that it's like, no, I need to know what this abbreviation is. And I get that. Like, I get like you need to know the answer, like kind of thing. I think for me, what it is like this person is just like, yeah, everybody calls it that here. And I'm just like,
Do they
but do
though?
they? Like, that seems like a weird thing to know. But like I guess on her thing, it does say on the little mouth spray or whatever, it says consumer value. Like it says CVS's full name. It says consumer value store on it.
Wait, on the little bottle she's
On the little
holding?
dry mouth one. Yeah.
Where?
I swear I saw it and one time was absolutely crazy. Where's the video? Do they not have the video? Thank you.
It's like right there, and
I couldn't find it.
I'm like watching it second by second, and I don't see it anywhere. It just says CVS on it. It says CVS Health.
No, okay, so I when I watched it, I followed through the stitch. Okay, so I'm gonna follow through the stitch to Nisa.
I don't know what that means.
A stitch? It's when you take a blurb of somebody's video and you add on to it. You can do that on TikTok where you like stitch it so it links to their video.
Oh, okay. So there's like a full video
Maybe
to
I guess
this.
it doesn't. No, I guess it doesn't. Why did I think it
Yeah.
said that?
I don't know. You like gaslit yourself into thinking
It happens.
it said that. You know what I mean?
I believe
No, but
it.
I mean it, but you know, I did do a bit of Googling and apparently it is true. CVS started in Lowell, Massachusetts by brothers Stanley and Sidney Goldstein, and their partner Ralph Hoagland later had to sell to the Melvin Corporation, formerly based in Rye, New York. The name stood for Consumer Value Stores.
But like why?
What do you mean? Why?
I don't know. Like okay, so like KFC shortened its name to try and disguise the fact that it was fried chicken, right? We all knew it was fried chicken. It didn't work, right? We get that. But like that's why they shortened their name was to in an attempt. I guess like consumer value store is just like a really long thing to say rather than CVS. And I think what also throws me off is because in our particular area of the world, like I drove by one today, there was a CVS EMAS.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know. I just like, It feels weird. I'm like, now it's the consumer value store, EMOS.
Well, the thing is, because I would say it's because, like, obviously they've been bought and sold at least once, and I think like they shifted from like being more of like a general goods store to being more of like a health,
Everything.
no, more of like a health and like pharmacy style thing, you know what I mean? Like medication, beauty, and all that type of stuff.
I mean, they have other
They
things.
do, but the main focus of it is the pharmacy aspect, and you go
That's
there to
right.
get your medication, you know what I mean?
That's
You
where
go
I
there,
get my
yeah,
medication.
you go there when you're sick, you know what I mean? So I think to like, I don't know, make it less confusing, but still retain a bit of their identity. They just shortened it so that you don't associate,
Maybe, but
you
if they
know?
launched in 63 and then by 64 they went with CVS, I don't think they changed that much at that time.
I don't know,
And
man.
maybe
Well,
it's they needed to shorten it because it no longer was a good value.
I don't know. I mean,
CVS's aren't
they've
cheap.
always been CVS. They've always been short into CVS in the stock market, apparently. So maybe they
That makes sense.
just fucking ran with it. You know what I mean? They got
Yeah, maybe
it's
enough like rich
maybe
people calling them CVS that it was just like everybody was calling them CVS anyway and they were just sick of it.
or hear me out. They're cheap white people who own businesses, and it's a lot cheaper to fucking have someone make a sign that's three letters than a sign that's consumer value stores.
It is, but I really enjoyed the t did you watch the TikTok of the CVS? You're just dropping CVS's full government name out here. I
Yeah,
really enjoyed the
basically,
other.
yeah, like just doxing CVS.
I also like, just really enjoyed the whole like then she started naming what's next? You're gonna tell me that TJ Maxx has this name and
During the height of Melville's success, the company operated the following retail divisions: CVS Pharmacy, People's Drug, Standard Drug, Austin Drug, and Freddy's Drug, a number of apparel chains, including Marshalls. Marshalls used to be owned by CVS.
I like Marshalls.
They were sold to TJ Maxx in 1995.
That was one of the people that she said, well, what does TJ Maxx stand for? You're gonna tell me their name next? Like, started Googling. So the video that they have linked in here isn't the video that
TJ
I first saw
Maxx.
because that the video that they were doing was like, what?
The name TJ Maxx is derived from the first letter of Marcus's first and last name and his partner's name, Arthur Blank. The TJ stands for the Junior, which was a nickname given to Marcus by his father. So it's just like has to do with the founder's name. Interesting.
Interesting. It's
Interesting.
just, things that I don't seek to question, and then people are just like, here's what it stands for, and you're like, I didn't appreciate that. I think if Nisa, who made the original video, what?
Oh no! This company also owned KB Toys. Remember KB Toys? Do you ever go to a KB Toys?
I did, but not often. I
I
went
love
to
KB Toys.
This is going to be like really regional specific, and this is like the second episode in long. We did it. There was up at the Belaterra years ago when we were actually kids, like this educational, like STEM kind of toy store.
Like Brainazium?
Kinda, yeah.
What was it called? Like the one that they used to advertise like at the end of PBS shows, where you could get like those weird balls that like were made out of like a bunch
Yeah,
of
it was
plastic
kind of like that.
things that expanded and contracted. You know what I'm talking about?
I
What
do.
the fuck are those called?
I would just call it an expanding ball.
Expanding ball toy. Oh yeah, it's just called an expandable ball fidget toy now. I guess it's a fidget toy now. What the fuck ever?
I mean, it was
Expandable
always a fidget toy. I mean, did you fidget with
breathing
it?
ball.
I don't know what this toy store was called, but it like had all these cool things. It also had these, oh, what were they called? Crazy Eights?
Fuck, I don't remember
No.
what the
Tiny monster people
kids
that
store at the end
make
of PBS
life
shows.
We're over here searching, just like and having holding two different conversations entirely.
I know. I'm literally like so fucking intrigued by what this store was, and I want to find it.
You tell me what that story is. I'm gonna still look up what these crazy fucking things were called.
I'm not gonna find it. I'm giving up.
I don't think I'm gonna be able to find these ones either.
Let's see. Educational toy store, Southern California. No, I don't think it's any of these. This sucks. Tiddlywinks. Definitely not Tiddlywinks.
No. I don't think I'm gonna be able to find these, and I'm really actually bummed about
God
it because I
damn it.
want to know what they're
This
called.
is like lost media at this point, and it's
I like
real, and
want to
it's
call my mom. Hold on,
fucking, and it's
hold on.
driving me insane.
I'm gonna call my mom.
You're gonna do a lifeline,
I'm calling a lifeline.
like on what the fuck show is that?
Who wants to be a millionaire?
Okay. I thought it
My
was from
mom's gonna be.
I thought it was from the Weakest
Hold
Link.
on. Should I put my mom on speakerphone?
I mean, if your mom consents to being on the podcast.
I'll ask her.
Hello?
Hey, really quick. I'm podcast recording. Can I talk to you on speakerphone? Or do you want me to take you off a podcast to your phone? We have a question that I think you'll be able to answer for us.
Okay.
Can I leave you on speakerphone?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember that toy store at the Bella Terra, like the STEM one that you used to take us to when we were little? Do you remember the name of that toy store? No.
I found mine.
No.
Okay, do you remember the name of like those little monster collectible things?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, we tried. The
Sorry.
internet's not helping either. It's okay. At least we tried. Thank you, Mom. You have a good I'll be out soon. I love you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. I found my
Can't
star.
hear you. God damn.
The store was called Zany Brainy. Do you remember Zany Brainy?
That
That was the store?
was
Holy shit. Zany Brainy was a United
the store. Yes.
States retail store
Oh,
chain owned by
thank
FAL
you.
Schwartz. Here, let me fucking link this in
Oh
the
my
Zoom
God,
chat
thank
here
you
for you.
so much.
Oh
That
my
was the
God, I
store.
can't believe this resolved so
Thank you
beautifully.
so much. That was the store. And I like as soon as you said it, I was like, that was its name.
Yeah,
That's not gonna necessarily help me with the toys that were in it. It was owned by F.S. Schwartz. Yep, that makes
owned by
sense.
FAL Schwartz, sold educational toys and multimedia projects aimed at children ages 4 through 13.
Oh my
Its
God.
merchandise included games and puzzles, infant development toys, books, audio cassettes, CDs, videos, arts and crafts, and
This
so
is the
much more.
store. I also like, also, if you go down there far enough, it says that they later opened the Five Below's.
Oh, what the fuck? That's
Which is
cool.
explains why we like Fibo.
It was also revived as
Oh.
an online store in 2020 with a select line of products. Oh my God,
Okay.
yes. I
That's
remember,
killing me.
I'm telling you, this is they would play fucking
There was one at the
commercials.
Bella Terra.
They would play commercials for fucking Zany
So
Brainy.
what you're telling me is this store isn't as exclusive as I thought it was. Crazy bones! I found them.
Oh, crazy bone.
I fucking had
Crazy
so many
bone.
crazy bones.
I
I
fucking
had
Shan,
lots.
Shan,
Yes.
Shan, pause. I shit you fucking not when you had your mom on speakerphone and you're like, do you remember those little plastic monster toys? And I was just like, this bitch fucking talking about crazy bones right now?
I
Oh,
am. I fucking loved crazy bones.
bro. I used to go to the fucking Boys and Girls Club in
What?
Anaheim, and
I fucking love
they
them.
used to give us some for free, and then you could trade
Ah!
them and like battle them. Oh
Oh, I
my
battled them
God,
so bad. I
man.
never battled them because I was always afraid I'd lose them because my friends played for keeps.
Oh, heck no.
And
Yeah,
I was
yeah,
like,
yeah.
no.
It was
They're like,
very
oh, I'll only play you if I
it
can play
it
for keeps. And I'm
it
like, I'm not
was
fucking playing you
I
then.
would only play for keeps with repeats.
Who was your favorite?
Ah, dude, honestly, I have to pull them up because
I'm gonna
I
pull
do
them up.
not like remember them by name, unfortunately. I know, like, I remember the fucking franchise, Crazy Bones.
Oh man, my brain
Yes!
feels so much. I can buy Crazy Bones on Amazon.
They still make Crazy Bones?
No, they don't. Why did you, Amazon? Why did you lie to me? You little bitch. Amazon lied to
Go
me just so I would get on Am I'll get on there.
Go's Crazy Bones.
Oh my
Stylized is
God.
also referred to as Crazy Bones or Go-Go's are colorful plastic figurines that can be used to play many different games similar to marbles and I fucking love these
No,
things.
apparently as of October 2010, there was a distributor for still a distributor.
2010, Shen, that was 13 years
No, but it
ago.
says there like as of that time, the current distributor is for Crazy Bones in the US as well as Canada is the Jonic Distribution North America. It doesn't say that they stopped making them at any point.
But you can't get like the originals anymore, like
No,
Series
probably
One or
not.
something, right? Like that'd be fucking
Oh,
cool.
I'm
Oh,
that would be so cool.
you can get a full set of the original Crazy Bones for $60 on eBay.
Fun.
Oh my
It looks like, you
God.
know what? It looks like they're still making Crazy Bones just under a like completely different name.
That's not the same. Is it the same
And
company?
they look like
Is it still
little ninjas.
Go-Go's?
No, well, no. Yeah, it's still Go-Go's. They just got re-owned, but they look like little ninjas.
That's not cool. They
Poshmark
had.
has a sealed bag of the sports bones.
Oh, look. Okay, so here, let me drop this. Go back to the Discord. I'm dropping an image. Oh no, wait, that's not what I was trying to do. I'm dropping an
Did
image
you
that I
find
just.
the Wikipedia th the same one that I did? I found a Crazy Bones Wikipedia that's like on the fandom one.
Okay, no,
And
hold
it's
on.
got
Let
all
me
their names. Hold
delete
on.
this. Don't click this link.
Okay, I won't click that link. I'm gonna drop you in a link.
Okay. Here we go. So,
Ah.
if you open up this image,
Yes.
you will find my favorite crazy bone.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
I don't remember any of their names.
Me either.
I have to like actually count how far down and how over they are because I was gonna be like this color in this row and
No,
then
that's
no,
not gonna
that's not
work.
gonna work. Is it the third and a third from the left on the first one?
Third from the left on the first, the like weird blue purpley looking blob guy.
He's an egg, but yes.
No, very close though. It's the one directly to the left of him. The weird
Oh,
like
the
glittery
bone,
looking
the
one.
teeth man.
Yeah, the teeth man with the crazy like glitter effect.
I'm gonna find out what his name is called because that's on this Wikipedia. His name is Smiley.
His name is Smiley. Okay, I fuck with Smiley.
The
Yeah.
one that's right next to him was my favorite, which was Eggy.
The one that you thought was mine?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The link I sent you has all of them and their names.
I can't believe I
I can't believe we
literally,
both played
yeah.
this.
I can't believe we were both talking about the same store, Zany Brainy, while both thinking about the same
And both
fucking toy,
looking up
Crazy
different
Bones. And
things.
we're, yeah,
Mind you, we were both simultaneously
This was the
looking.
fucking craziest turn of events that has happened in a
Amazing.
while.
As soon as you said Zany Brainy, it was like, motherfucker, that's the store.
I
That's
literally
the one.
fucking can't believe it. I'm
That's
losing
the
my mind.
dude. Oh, I am me too.
Funny Bone is also
I'm
pretty
also
cool.
Funny Bone is pretty cool. Freddy Frog is funky
Oh, this
looking.
is a rapper?
Yeah.
That's cool. Dude, I need to fucking start collecting crazy bones again. Literally, fuck my
We're gonna
life.
have to like go find him. I want Jaws.
Miss Froggy. Oh, there's lots of frog characters. Interesting.
But like Eggy was one of the okay, so like Smiley was like the coolest to look at. Eggy was like thick and solid, so like it took a lot to knock him over or knock him out.
Oh,
So
so he
that's why
gave
he
you an
was able to a
advantage
lot of
in
people.
battle. Ooh, Punk is cool. He has a fucking nose ring. I want Punk.
They were so cool.
God damn it. I'm obsessed all over again.
Me too.
I have like a very, I'm
I'm
telling you,
so
so I have a
excited.
very distinct memory of getting free crazy bones at the Boys and Girls Club at Anaheim and like
I'm really
battling
jealous about that.
and
That's really
trading
cool of them.
with a bunch of peeps while the like on the TV in the community area of the Boys and Girls Club, they were playing like one of the old Indiana Jones movies at the same
Oh.
time. And it's like, I don't know why, it's like such a fucking vivid memory of mine.
I because sometimes things just stick.
Yeah,
Because
so
apparently now a
freaking
Nintendo DS Crazy Bones,
crazy bone
listen,
stuck with me hard.
it's the new Crazy Bones that we don't like, but
Okay.
there is a Nintendo DS Crazy Bones game.
What the
And I just
fuck?
want to know.
Crazy Bones Nintendo DS.
Like, these guys are not cute, just to be clear. I'm looking at them. They're not cute. They're not as like adorable as like the fugly. Like, listen, I loved our Crazy Bones. They were fugly.
Oh
I was
yeah.
proud of them for being fugly, though.
Oh, I'm watching a guy stream the game right now.
Does it look good? Is it just like where
Well,
you would
you
knock things over and
kind of,
like
well,
just in
it's
game
pretty
form?
interesting actually. So you build a team of four, you pick a team of four crazy bones. It's kind of like Angry Birds, and then you launch them into like an obstacle field and try and knock a bunch of shit down with them. And I think you're I don't know exactly what the goal is. I think it looks like you're trying to free other crazy bones.
I just
So
found on eBay a couple of things. One, a lot of 286 of them and six of the McDonald's jumbo crazy bones for $75 with only 850 shipping, which is
that's
not
not bad.
bad. And then a
God,
lot of
we
25
are we
random.
need to stop.
Listen, a lot of 25 of the random of the classic ones. For 25 of them, it would be $8.99 each.
Oh, okay. That's
Which
not
is
bad.
no, but it's random.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Fine.
It's fine.
I'm fine with random. It's
Like,
exciting.
it's really exciting. Okay, we need to move on before I buy all the crazy bones. I could find a 1996 Iggy that's like steely gray for $2 with $5 shipping.
How did we get here from fucking CVS?
I don't know. I don't know, but I also found I literally cannot remember because my brain is too crazy bones. I also there's a sealed packet from the original series for $10 on here.
Oh my God, I literally don't need to know that information, Shannon.
96 of them for $25.
Stop it, leap, close, exit the window
Okay,
now.
okay, 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 okay,
We're
okay,
about
okay,
to
okay,
be
okay,
very
okay,
financially
okay, okay, okay,
irresponsible.
okay, okay, okay. I'm so glad we found that though.
I'm literally still reeling.
I think it was from like the fact that like we like crazy stores and like places that like we went to when growing up, and I was like, what was the name of that random toy store that was like down by the Belaterra? And that's what it was. By the way, we had a Zany Brainy in our area. Ish. It was closer for my area. And I think I took classes in Huntington Beach at some point. So like we would go to the Belaterra a decent amount. Plus the Barnes and Noble was there, and I was a very avid book reader.
You know, I never actually went to the Belaterra area until I was a full grown adult when it was already
Okay.
converted to like the big old shopping center it
Yeah,
is
so to
now.
be fair, when we were kids, the Belaterra was literally the Barnes and Noble, a Burlington Coat Factory.
Oh, by the way, a Burlington Coat Factory is what's at in that shopping center where the school's first and the Dairy Queen are in Garden Grove. I just went the other day. Remember,
Oh.
you said I think it used to be a
I like how we
Arbor's?
just also, I like how, like, the timer just started counting. We have 10 minutes left, which means we've spoken for quite some time about crazy bones. Also, my fingernails are painted, and I keep seeing them. They're reflection of the camera, and I can't handle it right now.
It's so weird. Why? Because you're not used to having them painted, or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
So every time I see my hands, I'm like, whose hand is this? It's mine.
Okay, moving on. We got 10 minutes to cover this. It's kind of an update, kind of not really an update.
Yeah.
It's more of a tie-in to something we talked about
It's a rerun.
recently. It feels like a rerun. So
It feels like a
remember,
rerun.
I think it was a couple of months back now.
Maybe, yeah, that sounds
It's
right.
an Incredible Stories, I think. Oh no, I don't think I ever put it in Incredible Stories. I don't know. But the point is, we talked about this young lady whose plane crashed in the Amazon rainforest and she
Was such a
survived
good
for like
story.
fucking like I don't know how long. Well, history tends to repeat itself.
Yes.
Time is a flat circle, whatever cliche phrase you want to throw in here, because Not just one girl, but this time a group of missing children was found after 40 days
How
in the
old were
Amazon.
they?
They survived like children of the jungle, President, the
They were
Colombian
in
president
Colombia,
said.
though, rather than
The
Brazil.
Brazil, yes. So four young children have been found alive after more than a month wandering the Amazon, where they survived like
A
children of the
month?
jungle.
Oh, my angels.
They're learning from indigenous families, and their learning of living in the jungles has saved them, Petro told reporters on Friday after
Okay, so
announcing on
they found
Twitter.
other people. Okay.
Well, don't read ahead, spoilers.
You just said.
What? No, I
You
didn't.
just said they're learning from indigenous families.
Yes, their own indigenous families.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought they found indigenous tribes. That's fine. Keep going.
No. Petro said the children were all together when they were found, adding they had demonstrated an example of total survival that we remember throughout history. They are children of the jungle, and now they are children of Colombia. Authorities were able to locate the children after hearing the cries of the youngest child, an infant. Indigenous leader Lucho Acosta told CNN on Saturday. Acosta is the coordinator of indigenous scouts in the Colombian Amazon region who assisted in the search. They were very weak. We could find them by listening to the cries of the youngest one, but they were really, really tired. They were
Yeah,
no
no duh.
longer on the move like in the first few weeks. Revealing their discovery earlier in the day, the Colombian president tweeted an image that seems to show search crews treating the children in a forest clearing, along with the words, "A joy for the whole country." Their grandmother, Maria Fatima Valencia, said she was going to hug all of them and thank everyone as soon as they were reunited in their home city of Villavicencio, where they
I'm
live.
so glad you're reading this.
I'm going to encourage them. I'm going to push them forward. I need them here, she said. The children who appeared gaunt in the photos were evaluated by doctors before being flown out by the Colombian Air Force on an air ambulance to the Military Transport Air Command in Bogota, the capital, early Saturday morning. Four medics, including a pediatrician and a neonatologist, provided treatment on board the plane, according to the Air Force. Oh my God. So,
Skip down to the stranded after the plane crash.
Leslie Jacombert Mukutui, age 13, Soleni Jacombert Mukutui, Tien Ranoke Mukutui, and infant Kristen Ranoke Mukutui were so ages 13, 9, 4, and
Like an
infant.
infant. Oh my God.
Oh my God, their mother Magdalena was killed in the crash along with two other adult
So there was only like.
passengers.
There was a small plane.
Yeah, pilot Hernando Murcia Morales and Yarupari indigenous leader Herman Mendoza. Damn. The children's subsequent disappearance into the deep forest galvanized a massive military-led search operation involving over 100 Colombian Special Forces troops and over 70 indigenous scouts scouting the area. This is fucking crazy. So
This
let's
is
see.
fucking crazy. Oh my God. They like found them because of an abandoned bottle and a diaper, and they knew only really the oldest had any experience in the drought in the jungle. They at some point of the ordeal they had to defend themselves from a dog, and it called
Holy
the children's
fuck, like a wild
like
dog?
a wild dog.
Oh my God.
It called the children's survival a gift to life and an indication that they were cared for by the jungle. The children were eventually discovered in an area clear of trees, which scouts were not able to search until Friday. The place we found them is about 3 hours from the crash site. Walking through the jungle, it's a very short distance, but in the jungle terrain, it takes time to move around, especially when you're carrying an infant and one of you is a 4-year-old. The Colombian president said he had spoken with the grandfather children, who said that their survival was in the hands of the jungle, which ultimately chose to return them. Oh
Oh
my
my
God.
God.
I can't even imagine.
For us, the situation was like being in the dark. We walked for the sake of walking, living for the sake of living, because the hope of finding them kept us alive. When we found the children, we felt joy. We didn't know what to do, but we are grateful to God. So, damn, man. These kids fucking pulled it out. I guess their grandma taught the oldest one a bit about survival in the jungle.
Well, it seems
And
like they were on a plane with their mother, a pilot, and a le indigenous leader.
yeah.
So it seems like they had like close familial ties, perhaps, with indigenous people, and that's like where the kid got a lot of her training as well. But like, oh my
But to
God.
keep three of your siblings, including a fucking baby alive for like almost 40, for over 40 days, is
No
literally
wonder they were
fucking
only 3
insane.
hours from the plane crash site. She couldn't get them further. She
No,
was just trying
absolutely
to get
not.
somewhere where there was clear of trees so she had a place to defend them and there was less things to jump out of a
And there
tree.
was like likelihood that they could be found and everything. Yeah, like
Yeah.
jeez, this is
Smart kid.
absolutely insane. Another one of these crazy stories that we run into every now and then that we like to bring up on the show. So
We do. We're
thank you
really
so
happy that
much.
we're really happy that they've made it home.
Yep. And that's pretty much going to do it for us here on the podcast today. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for listening. If you made it this far, we really appreciate you. And go ahead and share the show with a friend. It's the best way that we grow. If you want to find me on the internet, you can find me at Knife Life Osc, Knife Life OSC. If you want to find Shen on the internet.
You can find me under my link tree at Adventure Lady.
And that's pretty much going to do it for us this week. Until next time, my name is Oscar.
My name is Shan.
This has been 8 Hour Chat.
And you can still take antlers on a plane.
Go buy some crazy bones.
Yeah.